720 WGN, it is Dane here with you, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line as we're highlighting not only great things to do for the holidays as we kind of head towards Christmas, some great, whether it's gifts or suggestions or food or drink or even great causes, and this is one, and excited to have on the line with us a veteran, a visionary, and driving force behind one of the real exciting things happening in the city. It is the founder of Dion's Chicago Dream, the one and only Dion Dawson. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, how you doing today?
I am doing okay. How are you doing? How are you holding up? Because I know that you are busy at all times. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of things happening all day, every day. This is the holiday time where you kind of, you know, you want to step it up.
Oh, no, definitely. I'm doing great. You know, thanks for asking. And, you know, honestly, I'll be honest with you and the audience. I feel great, but every day is the same for me. I get to wake up and make everybody's life better. And so, you know, I truly take every day as a gift. And if I wake up, then I got another chance to really, you know, put some numbers on the board.
You know, and here's what it is that you're doing. And you're making a splash in a bunch of different ways. And I love the stories when people, there's problems out there in the world. There's challenges all over the place. It's a never-ending list of them. But when you get people that think outside the box, are creative, and really find ways to engage with people, and just excite them about what it is that's happening. I wanted to, and so for the listeners to let you know too, and Dion, you can add in, you know, your thoughts, a little sort of that snapshot of what Dion's Chicago Dream is doing this. But as far as like food insecurity in Inglewood, you've got creative ways where you're making a difference there.
Oh, no, definitely. And the beautiful thing now is that we've gotten to the point where not only have we tackled a big chunk of food insecurity in Inglewood, but we're actually doing it citywide. And so, you know, as far as our organization, we're fighting food insecurity in a way that highlights the access and the quality, you know what I mean, and not just the food itself. And so, you know, as an organization, we're actively delivering over 3,500 pounds a week right now of brand new fruits and vegetables to families all throughout the city, some in Evanston, some in Inglewood, as far as Chatham, as far as Melrose Park, Maywood. So the beautiful thing is that, you know, when it comes to food insecurity, we want to do the type of positioning where we're also educating people to say more than just I'm hungry, but, you know, teach people about food deserts, teach people what food insecurity is, which is the lack of consistent access to healthy nutritional food.
And here's the thing, too, is not only on the delivery side, and we'll talk a little bit about that, you're bringing food to the people. So you're meeting them where they are, right in their own homes. But also, and talk about this, too, because you're so great on social media and you share so much, is that you have, it's a refrigerator. It's almost like its own sort of standalone mini food pantry. It looks really cool, but it's like, talk a little bit about that. And where is that located that people are going to?
Oh, no, definitely. Project Dream Fridge is our community fridge in Inglewood on 50, right off the corner of 5700 South Racine. And what it is that it is a play on the food pantry model, but the Dream Fridge is actually a way that we're in the community every day putting brand new fruits and vegetables in a refrigerator that is not policed by anybody, not even by us. But, you know, we tell the people ladies first and, you know, just get enough to last till tomorrow because we'll be here every day. And what that fridge started off as was our primary programming, but then it kind of morphed into the heart and lifeblood of our organization and became that qualitative piece that allows us to really be out there building and growing with our residents.
So what was the inspiration for this? So to let the listeners know, you've got a military background, obviously those close ties and roots there in the neighborhood. You could have done a lot of different things, people who want to help. So was it really a dream? Did you have this dream and you woke up and said, I know what to do?
You know what? It was anything but that. I think, you know, what originally started was that, you know, even when I was deployed in the Navy, my mind drifted to Inglewood and what was going on the south side of Chicago. And so I've always wanted to give back. But, you know, when I looked for organizations, I didn't see anything that really challenged the traditional model. You know, I came back from the military and I saw that the same, you know, way that we fed people outside inefficiently, you know, I saw that same thing for when I was homeless as a kid. And so, you know what? I said, what if we actually took, you know, the efficiency of Amazon and we're tracking our shipments and we know what we're feeding people. And then we took the foundation of a HelloFresh and we brought that into the sector so that we not only know what we're feeding people, but we've stabilized how often we feed them to really, you know, get to the point where we can have a set way way of eradicating food insecurity by giving people that consistent, healthy access. And so it was more so along the lines of just looking at that problem and believing in myself enough to know that I don't know everything, but every single day I'm going to stay focused on the end user, their experience, and making sure that not only do I learn every day, but I also champion the people that we're serving.
It's one thing to give people things that they need, and I'm sure they're appreciative for that, but also build in that educational piece so you can make a lasting difference and kind of extend and leverage what it is that you're doing that can pay dividends down the road. Was that educational piece like always in it? Like, hey, not only can we give people food, but we got to build a little, you know, some teachable moments in there, too.
What started originally was that, okay, you know, we're going to feed people. But then what I noticed, you know, when applying for funding and talking and having high-level conversations, I realized that, you know, not a lot of people understood what the difference was between hunger and food insecurity. And so when I realized, you know, early on when I was learning, I don't want to assume that anybody knows anything. I just took it as, okay, you know what? As I'm learning, I'm going to have this movement. I'm going to have our dream teamers out there wherever they are. I want them to learn with me because we're in this together. And so, you know, I don't want to assume anything. I'm just going to take it and, hey, I learned something great today. Let me share it with everybody else and do it in a way that's organic, that's fun, and that's natural to what this movement is all about.
Yeah, it's an impact that transcends the meal and the food that you're giving people there. We're going to continue our conversation with Deon Dawson. Excited to have the driving force of Deon Chicago Dream, the one and only Deon Dawson. Deon, welcome back.
Thank you, Dave.
So we want to, before we get to the end of the segment, and of course we got a lot of important stuff to cover, we do want to get one of your Christmas traditions, so kind of give that some thought as you're talking about some of the other things. We saw in the news, and it's one thing to be in your community and make an impact, but when you can do it in the big way, and not only do it, but also share it with that next generation, sometimes in certain situations, you know, to have people from where it is that you are from do things that you think, or they may think, are unattainable or exceptional, I think is really cool. I saw on the news, and Deon, if you could share with the listeners the story, you went back to your school, you not only made a donation, you talked with the kids, you gave them presents, you even helped the teachers out. What was that like?
So, you know, it was truly the greatest day of my life. And, you know, of course we have, you know, those stock moments of, you know, getting married, of having children, but for Deon the person, this meant everything to me. And so what we did as an organization, we went back to the grammar school that I graduated from, Oliver Wendell Holmes School on Chicago's South Side, and we partnered with North American Concessions, who provided us with 120 hams and turkeys for everybody there. We also had Christmas gifts for 120 children, and then we surprised the principal with a check for $10,000. And, you know, it was just everything for me. You know, we know that when it comes to, you know, residual, you know, income or extra funds for schools, we know that a lot of that comes from property taxes. It comes from alumni networks. And so, you know, what I wanted to do was just think about, you know, young Deon, who was homeless, and sometimes his only meal would be in school. And I just remember, you know, wishing, you know, we would get that entertainer or that sports figure or that famous or affluent person to come back. And so, you know, to just really pay it forward, I thought about those kids, and it meant everything. And I'm so lucky and blessed to be able to do it, but that's what it's about. It's about, you know, just understanding that we might not know everything, but we do know that we want to position our children now to be in the best position to be successful, but also happy. And that is what's important.
What's so cool is you brought those kids with you on that journey, right? And you were there, but you also brought the rest of us with as well. And I think it's just a great example for people to be able to see. And, you know, as much as it meant to you, you imagine what it means to those kids to have somebody making a big difference that is from there, because I think that's more impactful than having, you know, of course it's very cool to have, you know, one of the sports figures show up, but this is something that's probably a lot more real to them, right? Because you're them.
Definitely. And I think that's what I wanted them to understand, is that, you know, you don't have to wait for anybody. You can be that person. And as I got older, I remember a lot of moments that I overlooked as a kid. I revisited them, and I thought about, you know, how nice somebody was to me, and how, you know, somebody gave me something, and how my friends let me borrow clothes or let me spend the night with them. And that's what it's about. When you think about those moments. They really shape your belief in humanity. And so I want them to know that, you know, you don't have to think that you're alone. You don't have to think that you're forgotten, that at the bare minimum, you have a guy in me who will always, you know, love you and care about you and try to do what's best for you.
Well, you'll be the first one to say that you're not doing it necessarily alone. In fact, it's called the Dream Team. And here's one of the things you have to do, not only inspire people to participate and get involved in what you're doing, but all those great partners, whether it's the food or some of the sponsors and some of those other things. So if you want to take a minute, you know, for all of this stuff, it doesn't happen by itself. You need that driving force. You need that Dion. But you've got some great people on your team helping you as well.
Oh, no, definitely. You know, of course, in-house, you know, I have my wife, I have my, you know, my mom, my vice president, Natalie. I have, you know, also my board. I have, you know, one of my great friends, Doug Weiss. I have my produce supplier and Jab Produce. I have, you know, everybody in our neighborhoods. I have, you know, our delivery crew in Roosevelt and Barrio and Davion. I have, you know, Tori, I have Marty, I have so many people, but also everybody that you know, says great things about us on social media. That's what it's about. The Dream Teamer Network is just everybody everywhere understanding that we all have a power, that when we come together, we can move mountains. And I just want people to feel empowered and understand that, you know, life is worth living and everybody possesses the ability to really do something that can change the trajectory of not only their life, but people around them. And so, you know, I am but a man, you know, that loves to be able to put a smile on somebody's face. And I would not be able to do that with all of the people, you know, Rachel and my yogis and everybody else that have bought in, even you, you know, sharing your platform and becoming a friend of mine. You know, all of these things matter, and it just chips away at, you know, this big thing of what we can really create. And at the end, we'll have, you know, a beautiful slab of marble that's going to look exactly how we want it.
Oh, it's so cool. It's cool, Dion. And you got your own yogi. That's pretty cool as well. So before we let you go, and we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com, but let people know how they can get involved to get involved in what it is that you're doing, or support what it is that you're doing. As you said, you're expanding from Inglewood across the city. So where can they go?
Oh, no, definitely. Right now, we're actually, this is the first time me announcing it, but we're actually going to be launching our first major fundraising campaign for the month of January. And so we're actually going to raise $250,000, and it's going to be able, that's going to allow us to not only scale up from 150 households weekly with Dream Deliveries, but to 250, but also, you know, it's going to allow us to bring our Dream Team Delivery crew officially onto payroll with benefits, and it's going to really allow us to take that next major step. And so they can definitely go to www.DionsChicagoDream.com. There they can donate, they can learn about more about our movement, join our movement, and on any social media platform, they can find us at Dion's Chicago Dream. And that's what it's about. It's just about, you know, joining in, locking arms, and really changing the face of not only food insecurity, but philanthropy, and bringing it to this generation and prepping us for the future.
Making it happen, moving mountains, bringing people to the mission, and of course, having all of us kind of dream along with you, Dion. It's great stuff. Again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Merry Christmas, my friend, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, no, definitely. Look, thank you, Dane. You have a Merry Christmas. Thank you guys over at WGN. And all throughout Chicago, I just encourage everybody to please stay safe, stay encouraged, stay happy, and have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Thanks, Dion.